We spend a lot of our time in our heads imagining futures where things go terribly wrong. In doing this, we lose our happiness in the present moment. How can we let go of the future and enjoy the here and now? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello my friend, hope you're happy, hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and thanks to everyone who entered April's competition on finding impermanence in nature. Congratulations to Larry, who won with his picture of driftwood on the beach. Larry will now get a mindfulness prize of his choice. You can too if you enter May's competition, which will be on the theme of freedom. As many of you suggested on the Facebook group, I'm not going to limit this to any art form, so you can submit a photo, a poem, a painting, a sculpture, sand art, interpretive dance. What I'm trying to get across is anything goes, within, of course, the bounds of respectable decorum. The new thread is stickied at the top of the Facebook page. We're getting a stampede of people joining, and the Sangha is about to hit 1,000 people, which is amazing. Please use the link in the description to join, as many have, and you can also join the podcast get-together on the 18th of May. And thanks to Di, who became a supporter of the podcast on Patreon. Please do support the podcast if you can. When I was a kid, one of my favourite films was Back to the Future. Doc and Marty would jump into the DeLorean, made in Belfast by the way, and jet off to the past or the future for an amazing adventure. I was, and still am, into science fiction, and time travel was always something that fascinated me. The idea that you could travel forward and see what the future held for you was very appealing to my younger self. The fact that we have artificial intelligence, the sum total of human knowledge sitting in our pocket, and electric cars that even sound like the cars in science fiction movies would have blown my tiny Irish mind. We are living in the future. But what really seems to fire our imagination is a terrible future, a dystopia, the Terminator films being a great example. We let artificial intelligence have control of our weapons, and it decides to wipe us out like a bad case of bed bugs. In The Matrix, we lie in a warm pile of goo and dream that we have a stable job. Even in Back to the Future, the ultimate feel-good movie, it ends with Doc Brown saying, "It's your kids, Marty! Something's got to be done about your kids!" But my favourite terrible future story is the final episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. I know, I'm sorry, I'll keep this short. In it, Captain Picard is transported back and forth between the past, present and future by a mischievous Loki-like character called Q. Disoriented, he tries to figure out what has led to an anomaly in space that is destroying all three time periods. Almost too late, he finds out that it is his attempted analysis of the anomaly that's creating it. His desire to know and control the future almost leads to his destruction. I don't know if that episode was supposed to be a metaphor for the suffering we cause ourselves when we fret about what lies ahead, but it's pretty apt, intended or not. I too have always struggled with a desire to analyse the future, and since my hair fell out in my 30s, I also look like Patrick Stewart. Once something starts to bother me, I pace around and start to map out all of the possible ways the situation could play out. This ability to see possible futures is something that other animals only have a very limited ability to do. It's hard to imagine your dog looking out the window thinking, "I wonder will mortgage rates fall this year?" Once our mind thrusts us into our possible catastrophic futures, we're lost and stressed and unhappy. For me, I worry about things I've said to others. What if I was too abrupt? What if they think I was being rude? What if they're angry with me? What if it affects the get-together next week? What if the person I spoke to tells other people what a terrible person I am? What if they don't want to be around me anymore? And of course, what happens is that I build it up in my mind. I then apologise for being abrupt, and the person has no idea what I'm talking about. Like Captain Picard, I analyzed the future to the point where I was destroying my happiness in the present. But, like Sarah Connor says in the Terminator movies, there is no future, there is no fate. And we can use mindfulness to train ourselves to allow things to unfold in their own time and have a curious attitude towards the results when it's actually happening. The first step is to recognize when we're jumping ahead. You know what kinds of circumstances lead you to catastrophizing the future. For me, it's social interactions, and that's why I sometimes avoid them. No interactions with people, no anxiety about the future, problem solved. Not really, of course, I can't deal with my catastrophizing by being a hermit, as genuinely appealing as that sounds. So I notice that when I have conversations with people, I get into a loop of analysing what I just said and the potential consequences. And that's all you need to do initially, is just notice the areas that lead you to jumping forward into the future. Notice everything you can feel and everything that you do when you're jumping ahead. It might be a feeling of anxiety, it could be tension in your back. If you're like me, it could be pacing around. Then notice the thoughts you're having about the future. Rather than being swept away by them, see if you can follow them consciously, but a step removed. Smile to the thoughts. See that it is your mind attempting to protect you. Smile to your mind and thank your mind. And once you've become comfortable with sitting with future thoughts, see if you can understand what beliefs are driving them. If you had to write them down, what would they say? For me, that's relatively straightforward. I believe that other people are judging me, and if they judge me, they'll judge me harshly. And if they judge me harshly, then they'll turn other people against me, and I'll have to deal with their anger too. And I realise that this isn't particularly rational, but typically the beliefs that drive our fear of the future tend not to be. Airing them out and applying some sunlight to them gives us the chance to start to let them go. In that way, when we notice our mind overanalyzing the future, it's a great opportunity for us to release our suffering. No mud, no lotus. And once you've smiled at your imagined futures and let them go, you can bring yourself back to the present moment with something that grounds you in the here and now. It could be mowing the lawn, it could be painting, it could be walking or chopping some vegetables. Give it your full awareness and enjoy the experience. Being able to imagine the future is an incredible gift that our human brains give us. It's the reason we've been to the moon, it's the reason we have democracy and freedom, it helps to build a happy life for ourselves. But it can also trap us there in our imagined futures, fretting about realities that will never exist. Mindfulness can give us the training to let go of those false realities and exist in the only one where we can be happy, this moment. So let's sit together for a few minutes and practice a guided meditation from Blooming of a Lotus. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we take a moment to enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Maybe attaching a label to it. And then allowing it to leave. And gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I release the tensions in my body. Aware of body, releasing tensions. Breathing in, I am at home. Breathing out, I feel at ease. At home, at ease. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, no more need to rush. Arrived, no need to rush. Breathing in, I dwell in the here. Breathing out, I dwell in the now. Here, now. Breathing in, I feel solid. Breathing out, I am truly free. Solid, free. Breathing in, I have confidence in myself. Breathing out, I take refuge in myself. Confidence in myself, refuge in myself. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort and tension maybe. And feel free to stretch and give the body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind. If you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. and finally opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And before we finish, your mindfulness homework for this week is to just become aware of when you're jumping into the future, and you can smile to your mind that's jumping into the future. You can notice what you're feeling and what thoughts you're experiencing. See if you can write down the belief that drove you into the future, that drove you into analysing the possible outcomes. And finally, pick an activity that grounds you in the present moment and really pour your awareness into it. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana will ya, and I'll see you next time.